Juneau is still without representation in the state Senate, and it appears Governor Palin is in no hurry to fill the seat recently vacated by Kim Elton. She has until April 1st to appoint a replacement. Juneau Democratic Party officials last week nominated Representative Beth Kurtula to replace Elton, but Palin says she wants more names. The governor is now conducting her own application process. Palin spokesman Bill McAllister says Juneau Democrats broke with tradition of submitting three names for the governor to consider. He says the governor has not yet rejected Kurtula for the job.
Certainly this decade, my recollection is that governors have always had more than one choice. I noticed there was a letter in the Juneau Empire last week. It was one of the applicants complaining that the party had not fairly considered his application. And besides that, our office received unsolicited somewhere between 20 and 30 letters of interest in that seat. So all these things seem to indicate that there was no reason to consider only one person for this opening.
But local Democrats say there is reason to consider only one person. Kurtula has the experience to step into the Senate seat and represent Juneau now with no learning curve. Elton resigned March 2nd to take a job in the Obama administration. Party officials solicited names of Democrats interested in serving out his term, even advertising in the Juneau Empire before Elton announced he was leaving the Senate. The party received 12 names. 8 met the residency and party affiliation criteria. Kim Metcalf is chairman of the Greater Juneau Democratic District. She says the governor's office has not contacted Juneau party officials for additional names. By law, Palin has 30 days from Elton's resignation to appoint a replacement, but Metcalf says the capital city needs representation now. She's disappointed the governor would not appoint Kurtula immediately.
She just had overwhelming support because of her experience and her ability to step into the job. And we're without representation for the whole district. It's not like a House seat where it represents just one part of town. It's a plum, an open Senate seat. But when there's somebody that is ready to move into it, like Beth is, I think it makes sense. And people understand that it was a reasonable request to put one name forward and to put Beth Kurtula's name forward.
Some applicants were disappointed in the process. In a letter to the Juneau Empire, Native Corporation leader Gordon Jackson complained that party officials did not interview candidates during the selection process. They considered only resumes and letters of interest. Jackson has already submitted his name to the governor.
By selecting a real qualified person like myself, the city and borough of Juneau was start embracing the cultural heritage of people in the town and just basically saying that, hey, they're just as qualified as anybody else.
In a news release yesterday, Palin said she knows there are, quote, many qualified Alaskans who would fill this post enthusiastically. Only residents of Senate District B, all of the city and borough of Juneau, are qualified. Former Juneau Representative Andrea Dahl submitted her name to Democratic Party officials. While she says Kurtula is clearly the most experienced, she's also a good candidate and will now be sending her name to the governor for consideration. Dahl served Juneau in the House in 2007 and 2008, but lost re-election to Republican Kathy Munoz. Friday is the deadline for submitting names to the governor. Senate Democrats must approve the governor's appointment. This week, Juneau Empire web poll asks if Palin should appoint Kurtula to replace Elton in the Senate, though it's hardly scientific.